You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Our flag is proudly floating on the land and on the sea. Shout, shout, the battle cry of freedom. Beneath it all we've conquered and will conquer all the pain. Shout, shout, the battle cry of freedom. Our DC forever, she's never ever lost. Down with the eagle and up with the cross. He will rally round the bonnie flag, he'll rally once again. Shout, shout, the battle cry of freedom.
Received an email a few days ago from a listener in Arkansas by the name of Ralph, and Ralph asked if we could play the Confederate version of the Battle Cry of Freedom during this, our Confederate History Month celebration on TPC, and I thought there could be no more of a fitting time to do just that than right now, as we're joined by congressional candidate Neil Kumar. Remember this website, ladies and gentlemen, and please, if you're not driving right now, why don't you check it out as we speak even, neilforarkansas.com. Neilforarkansas.com. Neil is a candidate for the United States Congress. He will be on the Republican ballot there in Arkansas on May the 24th, so that's coming up next month. Neil was last with us on this broadcast. He's made a handful of appearances, but was last with us on February the 5th, so he is back with us again this Easter weekend to provide us with an update from the campaign trail. Look very much forward to hearing it. Neil, how are you?
I'm great, James. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
We are doing great. Keith Alexander here as well. This, again, as we celebrate Easter here in the South. And, well, let's talk about you. The spotlight is on you. Running for Congress is certainly not an endeavor for the faint-hearted, and we're getting now down to the final stretch. Next month, you will face the voters in that primary on May 24th, just a little more than a month away. Where do we stand? What has gone on since you last appeared with us in
February? And what are you running for? Tell us in district and give us its boundaries.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm running for the 3rd Congressional District, which is Benton, Washington, Crawford, Sebastian, Carroll, and Madison counties. It's the northwest corner of the state. Well, the biggest news is I am officially on the ballot. You know, I was worried they'd try to pull some shenanigans and keep me off, but I made it onto the ballot, so I will definitely be there. And I had to pay my $15,000 extortion fee to the GOP, my mortal enemy. So that sucked. Like eating crow, but I did it, and so here I am. But I'm optimistic. Like I've told you, everywhere I go, I get a great reception. It's very warm, standing ovations. People like my message. It's just I'm up against a whole machine here. I'm up against the GOP. I'm up against Walmart and the Walton family, which is the world's wealthiest family on paper, at least. And my opponent, Representative Steve Womack, Deep State Steve, he is a money man. He's got $1.75 million in the bank from Pfizer, Walmart, the Walton family, Raytheon, Lockheed. He's in Poland right now meeting with his masters to continue pushing for World War III with Russia over the Ukraine, a country which we have no interest in. And he just received a maximum contribution from AIPAC, which, if you don't know, is essentially the Israeli government, the only government which is allowed to interfere in the American political process.
What is it? American Israeli Political Action Committee, right?
Yeah, American Israel Public Affairs Committee, something like that.
Yeah, well, they were just allowed
this year to start making direct contributions to candidates, which is really scandalous.
But of course, at least it's out in the open now. They've been doing that de facto for years now.
I am at neilforarkansas.com. Folks, I want you to take a look at his platform. His platform, has 10 planks, and I don't think anyone listening to the broadcast tonight will disagree with a single word of it. There you can get more information about Neil, how you can volunteer, learn a little bit more about him. His platform is fantastic. Keith, you and I both run for office, not an office as high as this. I know I didn't have a platform this good. Of course, you were running for tax man, so you couldn't have. But.
Well, what I was trying to do was fly under the radar to gain an office that had more sovereignty packed into it than anything else on that was down ballot. So I was trying to intentionally keep a low profile. But this is an inspiring platform that you have, Neil.
It's wonderful, Neil, and give us more information about it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, really, it's just it's the issues that every person in my district talks about every night around their dinner table that our so-called representatives are afraid to talk about. You know, they're ashamed of their voter base, and they're ashamed of the issues that we care about, such as immigration restriction. I'm calling for a 20-year total immigration moratorium, so no more illegal or legal immigration, shut the borders down entirely. End birthright citizenship, deny any public funding for illegals. So, you know, no more tax dollars going there. We need to tax remittances. And then, of course, mass deportations. We have to deport every single illegal from our country. And we don't even know how many there are. I mean, just as of last October, almost 15% of the American population now is foreign-born, and that's just who we know about, right? So it's a massive death spiral that we're in as a nation, and if it is not stopped now, then our country is gone.
Dwight Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, would have agreed with you on that, I think. But Neil, I got to ask you this: you were last with us on February 5th, as we mentioned just a moment ago. Keith has another question, so if you could answer this one quickly, we'll get to Keith. We got a break. We got you for one more segment. We will certainly have you back on again before May the 24th, which is when you will be, when that primary election is. But you were with us in February. Between February and now, in mid-April, tell us what you've been up to. What's a week in the life of congressional candidate Kumar look like as you're going out pressing the flesh, making appearances and meeting voters and sharing with them all the good news you're telling us tonight?
Yeah, so some days I just go to a town in the district and I just go door to door from business to business, and I just talk to my potential constituents. And then as often as I possibly can, I do meet and greets. So like a supporter will have me speak in their house or at a restaurant. They'll invite friends and family, or local conservative grassroots groups will have me speak. So it's as much face-to-face campaigning as I possibly can, because that's the only way to get around censorship and the financial disparity. And we're about to release our first TV ad coming up in the next week or two.
Well, this is Keith. Neil, I think that you have picked the right district to run in. It's up in the Ozarks. There are a lot of our people there. We'll talk more about your campaign after these words from our sponsor.
NeilForArkansas.com, folks. Listen, facing the voters, putting yourself out there as a candidate for office, I know a little bit about it. If I hadn't have done it, I wouldn't have a radio show today. Keith Alexander's done it as well. It is not an easy thing to do, and it's fraught with peril. Support the men who put their names on the line. NeilForArkansas.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
A gallon for the march to the rolling of the drum. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. And the leaders in charge cry of come, boys, come. Shout, shout the battle cry of freedom. Our Dixie forever, she's never ever lost. Down with the eagle and up with the cross. We will rally round the fighting flag.
You know, our Confederate forebears fought in the way that they could during their day and age, and so too do we. Yours truly, Keith Alexander, Neil Kumar running for office. And this is something that I know, Neil, is near and dear to your heart as well. And you've got a speech that is going to be appearing on countercurrents.com soon. And we'll have you back on to talk about that speech in advance of the March 24th election that you'll be facing there against a deep state Steve Womack and that Republican primary in Arkansas. But as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ this Easter weekend, and as we celebrate Confederate History Month, this is also something you mention on your website, and we mention it every time you're on, but it's a beautiful, beautiful.
It was a Confederate
sentiment.
Memorial Day speech, I believe, and I've never heard one more stirring.
Well, yes, Keith, that's what we're getting to, but here on his platform, he writes, "Preserve our heritage," and this is at neilforarkansas.com. "Our history is under attack. Violent communists have begun their open revolution against America. If we let them erase our history, they will control our future. Our heritage must be defended at all costs." And Neil suggests that we must protect American and Confederate flags, graves, and monuments, remove anti-American and anti-Southern materials from public lands and monuments, and defund the anti-American education system, deny federal funding to enemy institutions that teach anti-American values, and tax their endowments. This is this is the kind of guy we need in Congress, I think, Keith. But to your point, you mentioned his Confederate Memorial Day speech, which you can find on the Internet. What did you say about it before the show started tonight?
I said it was the most inspiring Confederate Memorial Day speech I've ever heard, and I've heard many in my lifetime. It is a great speech. Now, let me say this about the immigration plank that he had. America is protected by two large moats called the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean. Having an enemy army attack us and overcome us is something that hasn't happened because of the practical difficulties with doing it. So instead, our enemies have decided to have us inundated with foreigners who are not like the founding stock of America for the purpose of trying to affect our downfall that way. That's the invasion that they are actually accomplishing against America now, and that's why Neil is opposed to the immigration policies of the United States under both Democrats and Republicans up to this point.
Is that right, Neil?
Yeah, and we shouldn't even call it immigration. It is white genocide. It is ethnic cleansing of the white majority population
hear.
Of this nation.
Hear, my friend. And but, you know, interestingly,
when you hit the nail on the head, you drive it straight, Neil.
One thing interesting, though, about it is that the left has become so unhinged. We used to view Hispanic immigration as a voter registration drive for the Democrats. But the left has gone so far off the rails into wokeism that now a lot of Hispanics are now voting Republican. Have you noticed that, Neil?
Yeah, I noticed that more, though, with second and third generation immigrants, because the first generation, the new people, the people that aren't naturalized and that haven't spent time here. So not only the newcomers, but also the children of people that immigrated here, like in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, they are still on the hard left because, in a multiracial country, all politics it's a racial spoils system. And so you have the Democrat Party, which is both parties are fully anti-white, and they make all sorts of promises to non-whites. And so that gets their loyalty. And then with the GOP, they've taken white genocide as a foregone conclusion. They don't do anything for their majority white base. They actually, denigrate and heap scorn upon their white base while continuing to pander to non-whites who are never going to leave the Democrats.
Well, Neil, that's why it's so important for you to get elected, so that we can have one representative in the entire Congress who is unabashedly pro-white.
Yes, exactly. And you mentioned it's Confederate History Month, and so I wanted to say a word. I touched on this in my Confederate Memorial Day speech. It's called Reconstruction in Arkansas, if anyone wants to look it up. But think about the reverence that we have for our Confederate forefathers, for our ancestors who fought and died to transmit this birthright, this inheritance to us. They would be ashamed of us today, frankly, and we want our descendants to revere us in the way that we revere our ancestors, right? And so we have a duty. Jared Taylor, in his fantastic American Renaissance conference speech from last year, he said, "We have the blood of heroes in our veins." And I've never heard it expressed so simply and so beautifully, and that heroic blood in our veins is a challenge to us. It's a challenge to us. It's a call to action that we have to take up to make ourselves worthy of our ancestors' blood, right? We have to make our descendants as proud of us as we are of our ancestors. We have to take our country back. This is the generation that's going to make or break our nation forever.
Neil, this is Keith. I lived through the Civil Rights Movement. I know what happened. It was basically like a massive case of Stockholm Syndrome. Because of the left's control of the media, you never got the good arguments that were being made in opposition to racial integration, school integration, all of the other planks on the Civil Rights Movement, the anti-white planks, basically. They pretended to be pro-black, but they were actually anti-white. And because of that, white people in the South seem to have withdrawn into their own little shell. They say, as long as I've got my pontoon boat out at the lake, as long as I've got my season tickets to the Arkansas Razorbacks or the Alabama Crimson Tide or something like that, I will try to ignore all of this. Well, we ignore it at our peril, because you see now they've come out with their true colors showing. They are anti-white. They are not pro-black. They are anti-white. Everything that the left does cloaks itself in benevolence, but is actually motivated by malevolence. And we need to realize it soon, or else it's going to be too late.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I'm the only candidate possibly ever to call for the complete repeal of the Civil Rights Act, not just of 1964, but the entire affirmative action, diversity, hate, this whole egalitarian regime, right? Because the Civil Rights Act told us that it was abolishing some racial hierarchy, when in reality it was actually establishing a racial hierarchy with whites at the bottom, right? That was always the point. That was MLK's dream. These colorblind conservatives like to act as if everything happening right now is some kind of a deviance from Martin Luther King's dream. But no, this actually was his dream. This was the plan all along.
Well, Martin Luther King was bought, sold, and paid for by Jewish power and influence. Without that influence in the civil rights movement, it would never have succeeded. Neither would the feminist movement, the homosexual rights movement, or any other leftist program that has bedeviled America over the past 70 years.
We've got just a minute remaining. Ladies and gentlemen, if what you've heard tonight from Neil Kumar sounds like something you would like to hear from the floor of the United States Congress, vote for him if you live in that particular district in Arkansas. He'll be on the ballot on May the 24th. We'll have him back on one more time before then to give us a final update and to walk us through this speech he has written, which will appear on countercurrents.com very soon.
Well, but it's also in our archives.
Of course. No. Not the Confederate Memorial Day speech. Another one.
Which is a great speech, by the way.
You haven't seen this one yet. And that's forthcoming. We'll have him back. It'll appear on Countercurrents in a few days. But, Neil, people outside the district can support you as well. NeilForArkansas.com is the website. Final word to you, my friend. And happy Easter.
Yes, happy Easter. I need you to pray for me. You know, prayers are the biggest weapon that we're going to have. So if you get a moment, just say a prayer for me and for Arkansas, and just know that no matter what happens, I am not going away. I am devoting my life forevermore to the Southern
Amen.
People.
Thank you so much, Neil. NeilForArkansas.com. You'll hear from him again in May, right before his election. Great speech. You're going to want to hear about it. We'll have the candidate himself. NeilForArkansas.com. We'll be right back with Reverend David Jones.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Another mass shooting, this time in Columbia, South Carolina. It happened Saturday afternoon inside of the Columbiana Center. Columbia Police Chief Skip Holbrook says three people are in custody.
This is still early. We don't believe this was random. I think that's very important in situations like this. We believe that the individuals that were armed knew each other. And there was some type of conflict that occurred that resulted in gunfire.
10 people were hit by gunfire. 2 others were injured as people tried to escape. There were no fatalities reported. The $50,000 reward leading to the suspect in Tuesday's shooting at a Brooklyn, New York subway station will be split among 5 people. The information led to the arrest of the suspect, Frank R. James. The 62-year-old is being held without bail in a federal detention center. No one was killed in that attack, but 10 people were shot and 19 others were injured. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my 5th successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and other senior British politicians are banned from entering Russia. Officially, it's in response to what it called the UK's unprecedented hostile actions over the war in Ukraine. Russian leaders have placed similar bans on American, Canadian, and European leaders. Some employees at Verizon stores in Washington State have decided to unionize Friday. The stores in Everett and Linwood, north of Seattle, are the first unionized Verizon stores outside of New York City. The Everett Daily Herald reports employees and supporters watched the vote count on Zoom. The paper did not get a comment from Verizon in regards to the vote. 57-year-old Richard Bernard Moore, convicted of the 1999 killing of a convenience store clerk in Spartanburg, South Carolina, has opted for a firing squad when he is put to death later this month. Moore is the first prisoner in the state to face the choice of execution methods after a new law went into effect last year making electrocution the default option after it was not able to secure drugs for a lethal injection. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stand up! Stand up, Virginia! Stand up, you man! Stand up, you free man! We're gonna drive them! We're gonna drive them to Washington! Stand up, Virginia! Husky James! Reserve your fire! Can they come within 50 yards? Take fire! And keep them the bayonet! And when you charge,
well, it's a beautiful time of year here on TPC, and it is the convergence of Easter and Confederate History Month, and there you just heard the recreation of Stonewall Jackson. Stand up, Virginia. We're going to drive them back to Washington, and when you charge, yell like furies. That was the Battle of Chancellorsville. And that was a battle that the good guys won. And helping us reconcile these matters this weekend where we focus on our cultural and spiritual heritage is David Jones. David Jones is the chairman of the Southern National Congress, and he has joined us a couple of times prior to discuss issues pertaining to the South, but never on the night before Easter, and that's what we'll be focusing on this evening. And he's an ordained minister. He actually married or performed the officiated the ceremony between two of our dear friends, Rich and Janice Hamblin, up in Nashville. So, David, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing fine. Thank you for inviting me on the broadcast.
It's always good to have you, especially tonight, a very important night for us. And so let's talk about, I called you early this morning. I thought I called him too early. I said, "You listen, David, I got an 18-month-old, so I never sleep. So I hope I wasn't calling him too early. I called him at about 8 o'clock this morning on a Saturday morning. I said, and Rich helped facilitate this appearance tonight. But I said, why don't we talk about, and of course, Pastor Brett McAtee. Pastor McAtee is up the pastor of a brick-and-mortar church up in Michigan, and he's going to be delivering the Easter message tonight. But we have talked to him about reconciling our faith and our racial heritage and our pride in our Southern patrimony. And, you know, that's something that is murky today, David, to say the least, and certainly confused.
Oh, absolutely.
Particularly within the Southern Baptist Convention, which is a church body that I belong to.
Called the Anti-Southern Baptist Convention.
All of my life. And can you reconcile, you know, when you look back on the great Christian leaders of the Confederacy, the Robert E. Lees, the Stonewall Jacksons, and people like that, how do you reconcile for an uninitiated audience the matters of our earthly heritage and our spiritual heritage, David? How would you answer that?
Well, there are so many events. There are several, first of all, there are several books. If someone is truly interested, they should go to Sprinkle Publications on the internet. The book I'm got right now in my hand is Christ in the Camp by a fellow that is no relation to mine, but it was Dr. William Jones. And he writes of different revivals. He writes of little vignettes of what happened. And I was reading just an hour ago from the hand of Robert E. Lee. And this gives a person a little bit more perspective as to what the real thought was. I'm just going to read a portion of it, but it was his general order number 83 on August the 13th, 1863, and for a day of fasting. He says, "Soldiers, we have sinned against Almighty God. We have forgotten his signal mercies and have cultivated a revengeful, haughty and boastful spirit. We have not remembered that the defenders of a just cause should be pure in his eyes, that our times are in his hands, and we have relied too much on our own arms and for the achievement of our independence. God is our only refuge and strength. Let us humble ourselves before him. Let us confess our many sins and beseech him to give us a higher courage, a purer patriotism, and more determined will, that he will convert the hearts of our enemies, that he will hasten the time when war with its sorrows and sufferings shall cease, and that he will give us a name and place among the nations of the earth. Signed, Robert E. Lee.
That's a beautiful, that is a beautiful thing to share tonight, on tonight of all nights, this eve of Easter, and the midst of Confederate History and Heritage Month 2022. When you hear of a church body say that the Christian flag and the Christian cross and the Confederate flag cannot exist beside one another, and that you cannot be a good Christian if you revere your Confederate ancestors, how do you answer
that, Reverend? Excuse me, I think the people that say those things are, number one, ignorant, and number two, hateful. They don't belong in church themselves.
Well, David, this is Keith Alexander. I like to say that so many modern churches have exchanged the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John for the Gospels of Peter, Paul, and Mary. This is the same type of trite nonsense that we heard, that we hear all the time from, you know, since the Civil Rights Movement on, that somehow they're trying to cast evil on our ancestors, and the evil is bouncing back on them. That's what you're seeing now with transgenderism and the rest of this, you know, perverted sexual agenda of so-called liberal democracy that we're trying to spread to the Ukraine and all of Eastern Europe through NATO.
I know. It's well, here's another little quote out of this book. Another minister speaking of Robert E., he said, if I have come in contact with a sincere, devout Christian, one who, seeing himself to be a sinner, trusted alone in the merits of Christ, who humbly tried to walk the path of duty, looking unto Jesus as the author and finisher of his faith, and whose piety consistently exhibited itself in his daily life, that man was General R.E. Lee. I'd like to have somebody say that.
He truly was. Now, I have called him, I have called him the greatest American. I put Robert E. Lee at the risk of sounding blasphemous, and I've said this before, as the most Christ-like figure I think that America has ever produced. I would put him ahead of Washington and all of the others that we so revere. I think Robert E. Lee. Jared Taylor said this a couple of weeks ago. He's the guy that comes along every one or two centuries. He was just that great. He wasn't just great in terms of his capacity as a military commander, but as a man and as a Christian, he embodied it all that we seek to represent. Did he not, David?
Oh, yes. And later in his life, as he headed up Washington College, which is now Washington Lee University, his concern for the students. It's interesting, he never required attendance at chapel. He would not do that. He did not want to force Christianity on the students, but his example was such that they all had to be there. Just because he was there.
David, let me ask you this. Is there anybody sitting at the head table of a major denomination in America today?
Or a major university.
That can hold a light or a candle to the example set by Robert E. Lee, the Confederate general?
None. And I'm talking Christian colleges, too. There's no one who comes to the virtue and stature and respect of an entire generation of people. The fact that Lee became the head of Washington College, it basically saved the institution, because every family that could wanted their son to go to that college so that they could know that they've been taught and led by Robert E. Lee.
And that's
it's an amazing
what people don't understand
man.
About what they don't understand
because
about
they've
Robert
never
E.
read.
He's, to this day, he was to this day the only person to graduate from West Point without earning a single demerit.
Uh-huh. And of course, you got demerits if you didn't attend chapel. So that was one of the things that it's a kind of a contradiction, the fact that he would not miss, but he was not going to make anybody else have to not miss.
Stay tuned right there, ladies and gentlemen, and sit tight, David Jones, if you don't mind. We got to take a quick break. We'll have one more segment with Reverend Jones, and then we'll get to Pastor Brett McAfee, who will be presenting tonight's Easter message this Easter weekend, 2022. David Jones.
American Freedom News is your daily one-stop website that will keep you fully informed. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of the big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as it provides truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first and in the historic American nation. Many Americans are finally waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America and Western civilization can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Other parts of the country, they have four directions: north, south, east, and west. In Dixie, we have five, north, south, east, west, and yonder. And when the roll is called up yonder, we'll be there. That is a gospel song that I remember singing all my childhood, and it was a great childhood. And, man, what beautiful people we have here in the South. Reverend David Jones is with us tonight. You know, nobody but the Lord knows a man's heart, so we can guess and we can hypothesize. But if you had to guess, David, where do you think Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson are now?
There's no guessing to it. From the evidence of their lives, Stonewall Jackson said that he wanted to die on a Sunday, and he did. Robert E. Lee did not make that same confession, but his life certainly was a constant reminder of a man of faith.
Well, what we say,
and it's interesting,
at least,
to
you
me,
know, Christianity
that
has a very subtle test for dealing with, you know, whether something is sinful or not. It says, do not be deceived, you shall know them by their fruit. Can a good tree bring forth corrupt fruit? Can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit? Therefore, by their fruits, you shall know them.
Absolutely. I'm interested that you played that song, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. Actually, that is the song. Singing that song is what caused me to respond to the Holy Spirit and give my life to Christ.
You know what, David? I did not know that, but please tell us the story. Please share your testimony there.
I didn't go forward in church or anything like that, but standing there at the pew and singing that song, the Holy Spirit just impressed upon me when I said, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. And the voice of the Holy Spirit just spoke to my heart and said, will you?
Well, you know, we all have our testimonies. That is a beautiful story. It's such a beautiful story. There's something. This is the night. You know, in December, we played the Christmas music. We had a lady listener email us a couple of weeks ago who said her favorite 2 months on this program are April and December, because in December, we play all the Christmas music. In April, we play all of the Southern music, plus on the weekend of Easter, all of the Southern gospel music. And it has been a wonderful month so far. So far, I mean, we've been slamming the guests in April. Jared Taylor, David Cole, Dr. Michael Hill. Of course, last week, Kirk Lyons and Rebecca Dissident Mama Dillingham, Michael Gaddy. And tonight, of course, Neil Kumar, David Jones, and still to come, Pastor Brett McAtee, who'll be sharing with us the Easter message. This is just a really, really important time for our show every year. And when the calendar flips to May, listen, it'll be fun to get back to our traditional fare with the traditional guests. But we have such a special series here in April with Confederate History Month and with Easter. And, of course, David, you're able to have a toe in both pools, I guess you could say, as a Southerner and as a man of faith. And, hey, folks, by the way, if you're enjoying Confederate History Month, please keep us in mind. This is a listener-supported show, and we need your support. I know there's inflation going on out there, and gas prices have gone up, and all of that.
Supply chain issues.
Yes, but we do need your help, and we do appreciate your support. This show tonight, this is TPC at its core and at its essence. And David, with that, I would turn it back to you as we celebrate Confederate History Month. You mentioned Stonewall Jackson, Robert E. Lee. I had the opportunity. I've had a few opportunities. In fact, I had to be in Washington for program-related business a couple of times, one of which was the time that I attended the inauguration of Donald Trump. We had press credentials to go to that, and we were on the front row. I was about as far from Donald Trump as I am from Keith Alexander tonight. And instead of driving to that, or rather, instead of flying to that, I decided to drive because I knew my trip to Washington would place me on the interstate near to Lexington, Virginia, and have the opportunity to go and visit the graves of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson, and to stand
at
those graves is an amazing thing. Lexington, Virginia is this bucolic...
The home of Washington and Lee University, where Lee's grave is, and Virginia Military Institute, where Stonewall Jackson is.
Yeah, Stonewall Jackson is buried in the Stonewall Jackson Cemetery right across the way from the Lee Chapel there at Washington and Lee University. It is a bucolic college town. It's nestled in these mountains. It is a beautiful town. And to stand and reflect upon these men and their sacrifices in their lives, it gives you something to emulate. It gives you something to... We all pay respects at the altar of our betters, and these men were our betters, and we seek to emulate them and make them proud. And but it is Confederate History Month, David. We were talking in the first hour about our own personal Confederate ancestors. Why don't you share with us yours, your impressions on Confederate History Month and why it means so much to you?
It means so much to me because of the biblical history behind the South. I was raised as a Yankee, and I apologize. Abraham Lincoln was my family's attorney, and
apology accepted.
That's kind of a tough pill to swallow.
Wow!
So I know a few more things about the man than what are generally published. He was not a nice guy. He was not. I am sure that that's in a day and age when going to the theater was frowned upon by the church folk. But on Good Friday, where was Abraham Lincoln?
In the theater.
Now, you know, by God's design, he ended up dying that Good Friday. But he just was not a man of faith. His law partner said he went to church to mock and came away to mimic. He knew that the rest of society was leaned towards Christianity, and he needed to play the part, and he did. That's the difference between Lincoln and Lee, or even Jefferson Davis, is they didn't play a part. They were those people. They were good, righteous, not self-righteous, but admitting themselves to be sinners, but saved by the grace of God.
David, I got to say something to you, to what you're saying here. I'd like to apply this towards Jefferson Davis, and we were actually mentioning President Davis in the hour prior to your appearance tonight, in that I've been down to his home in Biloxi, Mississippi a few times, and there are different historical markers throughout the property there, one of which is placed on this beautiful, majestic oak tree, which has the Spanish moss growing on it. And it was at this tree that Davis would take his Bible and read it every afternoon. Now, keep in mind, by the time he was at Beauvoir, these were the post-war years. And so he was reading his Bible and putting his faith in God, even in that time of despair. It's very easy to thank and praise God in times of prosperity and success. Totally different thing to maintain the faith and cling to it in times like that. And that was really moving to me.
Both Lee and Jackson had a conviction against doing any military action on Sundays unless it was absolutely necessary. They were forced into it. And right now, I can't remember whether it was Lee or Jackson. They would not mail a letter that would require someone to carry it on a Sunday.
You know, that's actually something. I don't mean to interrupt you, David. We only have a minute remaining. That's actually something that's coming in right now. Of course, the fact that Lincoln was no Christian. He and his wife, our friend in South Brooklyn, writes, held seances at the White House's, at the White House. And Rich, our friend Rich, our mutual friend, writing, he has read contemporaneous biographies of Lincoln, You know, this was just an evil guy. You know, he was not even magnanimous when he asked that Dixie be played after the surrender of the war. It was so he could reappropriate it rather than showing respect to the South. But anyway, listen, I don't mean to end on a sour note. I hear the music playing. David, I want to wish you a happy Easter. I want to wish you
happy Easter.
There you go. And I want to thank you for coming on tonight and helping us pay tribute to the South as we prepare ourselves for this Easter Sunday. David Jones, everybody. Great guy, great guest. We'll be back with Pastor Brett McAtee in the third and final hour. Stay tuned.